I want to start with a story. And see this picture of this man here. Okay, and it's not an actual patient of mine, but it fairly reasonably reflects the type of patient I first saw at the VA when I was finishing up my internal medicine back in 1986 or so. And I was doing a geriatric rotation. There was a special floor for senior patients. And I would get called to go to the emergency room, and there'd be patients like him down there. And what struck me and why I decided to continue on and do a geriatric fellowship is that someone like him, who came in and would seem to be maybe have dementia, couldn't talk, was barely responsive, seemed totally confused, might write that up to, well, an old person. These things happen, they're demented, and you take them in, you find a nursing home for them. Well, it was exactly people like that that we treated, we evaluated and treated, and found they had pneumonia. They had a bad urinary infection that had gone to their whole body, something called urosepsis, where an infection takes over your whole body and affects you. And we treated them. And within a couple of weeks, people like him were going back home, functional, happy, resuming their activities. And I'm starting to, I'm going to go through in the next 45 minutes or so what I call my key principles of geriatrics. And there's seven key principles now. And the first one, reflecting this, is that sudden change comes from sudden problems. And the corollary of that is that Alzheimer's disease does not set in overnight. It's important to remember, and it's important to tell that history when you go to the doctor. And sometimes doctors ask, sometimes they don't. But the time frame, if someone's been declining for years and years, gradually, that might be Alzheimer's disease. But someone who was fine a week before and all of a sudden looks like they have Alzheimer's disease, that's not Alzheimer's. You have to look for what the problem is. Okay? Sudden change comes from sudden problems.